Okay, if you got your Bible, you've turned to chapter 21 of Isaiah. We're looking at the 11th and 12th verse. It says, an oracle concerning Duma. Someone calls to me from Seir. Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night? The watchman replies, morning is coming, but also the night. If you would ask, then ask, and come back yet again. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you that you're here with us. Lord, we thank you that you have provided for our needs. And Lord, we thank you for your word so that we know how to follow you. But Lord, we want to know you more. We want to follow you better. So Lord, we just ask that you would give us wisdom and discernment, that you would give us understanding. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as I preach your word this morning. Lord, that I would preach it in power and in truth. That your people that hear would be encouraged and blessed. Lord, that you would be the one lifted up and glorified by what's preached, by what's sung, what's prayed, by all that goes on here this morning. Father God, we just come before you seeking your face, seeking to know you more. Be here with us now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Almost a throwaway passage. Almost. Then I read it, and I prayed, and I'm thinking, Lord, you know, what's he talking about here? What's going on? So you have an oracle, a prophecy. You're saying, this is something that's going to happen. You know, Seir is part of Edom. You know, Duma is kind of like a play on the word Edom, which is, you know, one of the areas there. And he says, you know, we had shown the map last week. I'm not going to pull the map up this week. But someone calls to me from Seir. Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night? And the watchman gives this really, really weird answer. You know, normally if you say, hey, you know, what's left of the night? Basically, what time is it? Well, you say, okay, I've got 11:57 here. How much left of the sermon? Well, no, it could be 3 minutes. It could be 25 minutes. We don't know yet. Pastor's not done. You know, how long is it going to be? You know, normally you give more of a set response. But the watchman gives this really strange. He says, morning is coming, but also the night. Morning is coming, but also... How much... But what is the question? What is left of the night? Morning is coming. Well, yeah, I know that, but how much is left of the night? But also the night. The question that's being asked, how much more night do I have to get through until there's morning, until there's light? How long do I need to struggle until there's salvation, until there's help, until there's hope? The light of the morning always symbolizes hope. Darkness in the night, middle of the night, always we talk about the midnight of our despair. Why? Because things seem dark then. We don't talk about the midnight of our enlightenment, even though we've got Chris who's talking about, hey, you know, I'm praying in the middle of the night, God's talking to me, he's telling me, he's showing me what's going on. But we don't use that as an illustration of it. He's sitting like in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, wow, things got bright. I understood. The darkness. Somebody's saying, going to the watchman, watchman, how much more time do I have to go through this dark time? How much is left of this dark time? He said, morning's coming. That's hope. But so is night. We often think that if I can just get through to the light, Everything's going to be great. Everything will be just fine. No more problems. That's not the way it works in real life, though, is it? How many of us have struggled with an issue and dealt with it, had the new day dawn, and never had that problem ever come back ever again? Never had another problem. Not seeing a lot of hands here. How many of us here have struggled with a problem, had everything, saying, yeah, great, victory, and then bloop, fall on your face with the same problem again? Anybody here ever do that? I'm seeing a lot more hands. Is this starting to make a little more sense now? The watchman replies, morning is coming, but also the night. Just because morning comes doesn't mean that the night isn't going to come again. As a matter of fact, as invariably as can be, morning is followed by afternoon, which is followed by evening, which is followed by night, which is followed by morning again. It's a cycle that we go through. This is what we're living. This is the way things are now and the way things will be until that day. See, it will one day change. It isn't always going to be this way. But for now, that's right, Eva, yes! It isn't always going to be that way. It will change one day. But for right now, we need to recognize that morning is coming, but night's coming too. We need to remember to prepare for that. So when God speaks to us in the light, when the darkness comes, we don't walk away from it. When things get tough, when God said, you know, when things are looking easy, you know, in the middle of the day when things are great, you know, God, and we say, we really know that God is speaking to us, and we got everybody coming around saying, encouraging, yeah, this is what you're supposed to do. Okay? Let's take our Celebrate Recovery group. We're starting this. I'm not speaking anything against them, but I guarantee you that there will be problems. They're going to stub their toes in their personal lives, in the life of the ministry. Things will get messy. Why? Because it's made up of people. Anybody here not know people that aren't messy? Okay, people are messy. Start off as babies. First thing we do, we erp and we poo. We don't get any better from there. Okay, it just looks different as we get older. Okay? People are messy. We have mess in our lives. But we do have the morning. We do have this time when God is with us, when things are bright, when things, we've got it all together, when we have hope and joy and we know God's talking to us. But we need to remember night's coming. And when that night comes, we need to stay on track. What we heard from God in the light. Don't abandon it when we get in the dark. But continue on to morning. Where God, He doesn't abandon us in there. We just somehow lose the ability to see and hear Him and sense Him. It's because we don't have anywhere near as good a senses. You know, I can't see in the dark all that well. Hell, I can't see. Well, I put these on you. Like, where are you? I put, okay, but I can see this. Okay. This is just the way we are. We can't sense God sometimes. It's not because He's far away. It's because our senses have shut down. Because we're in the midst of problems. We're in difficulties. We're focused on something other than Him. We need to be focused on the hope that's coming. The light is coming. But even when we get to the light, then we need to remember the darkness is going to come again. Until. Revelation chapter 21 and 22. I'm just going to turn there. Right at the very end of your Bible. Revelation 20. I didn't tell Mike about this one. So, Revelation 20. 21. And in verse 29. And verse 29. Trying to read 23. The city does not need the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is the lamp. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. And then as we move on to verse chapter 22, verse 5, it tells us, there will be no more night. There will be no need for the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. When God comes on that day, we have the day of judgment, Revelation. And then we have the 1,000-year reign. And then we have the New Jerusalem. When God comes and is here with us, how that all works, when exactly, and what all, I don't know. I can't tell you because we don't have too many details here. But what we do know is that we'll have the river of life, and we're not going to have any dark. Say, hold it. Is the sun going to stop? I mean, is the earth going to stop revolving around the sun? You know, what's going to happen? I don't know. Okay, God's in control. He created all the universe. What I do know here is it tells us that He will be the one providing the light, that there will not be nights, that no longer will we have to say, watchmen, how much is left of the night? How much will I be in this darkness of despair? Not going to have that question anymore. What we're going to have is, I'm in the presence of God. The Lamb is the light of the world. It's not just figurative. It's not just spiritual, it's actual also light that allows us to see. But it is also the light of His love and the light of His presence and the light of a world where sin is not part of it anymore. That is the future. Until then, we will have mourning and evening. Morning and evening. We will go through these times. We will go through these struggles. We're not going through them alone. But we do have the hope that one day, there will be no more night. And we'll say to the watchman, how much longer in the night? And the watchman says, the night is no more. Because the Lamb is the light. The Lord God will give them light, and they will reign for an ever and ever. I'm going to read from verse 1 through verse 5 here on chapter 22 of that Revelation. It says, and then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. There will be no need of the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. How much longer the night? How much longer the night? The watchman replies, morning is coming, but also the night. If you would ask. Then come back yet again. Continue to go back to God again and again in the night, in the morning, until God is there with us. Don't walk away from Him in the darkness. Lean on Him, knowing that He's going to be there, knowing that one day the light will be and the night will be gone. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. Lord, we thank You that You are indeed the God of the day and the God of the night. But Lord, You will bring the light and the night will no longer be. For You will be present and there will be no more hurt. There will be no more sin. But in its place, Lord, will be Your blessing and Your presence. But until that time, Lord, help us continually to lean on You, to listen to You when You speak to us in the day, and to lean on that as we go through the night, knowing that when morning comes and we have that blessing, that dark times will come again, but that always the light will come, and that the light will, in the end, triumph. We pray that You, Lord, would help us to live in the light and to be light. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's